VIP. Let's kick it.
This is the South Dakota sex symbol, your Heartland heartthrob, and your mom's favorite wrestler, Brandon Nitro. And you're listening to Below Zero Radio.
Wrestling fans, and welcome back to another edition of Below Zero Radio. I am your host, Showtime Rocky Allen, and joining me in the hot seat is BZW co-founder and commissioner Nick Stokey. And Nick, how the heck are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's extremely nice, sunny, 55 degrees here in December, so it's really hard to complain.
And I tell you what, we are just kitty corner from the Tundra Dome over there, here at the Horace Community Center, where it's about to go down.
Just a couple days.
The BZW Holiday Special, presented by Ruff International. We are so very excited for that show. It's our second time running Horace, and our expectations are high. That was an awesome crowd last year. It's a great venue, set up the way that we like to do things. And what's the status? I'm sure front row sold out. What are we trying to accomplish here? What do the people need to know?
So yeah, front row has been sold out for a while. VIP tables, sponsor tables, those have been sold out for a little while.
Okay.
Just looking at the numbers from this year, where we were last year, we're gonna have more fans than we did last year, and that place was packed.
Yeah.
So tickets are good. As of right now, we will have tickets at the door. Once we hit a capacity on that building, we hit a capacity on that building because the fire hall is across the street.
I was going to say.
And if the fire marshal.
The old Tundra Dome over there, I mean, we are about 80 yards away from the fire station. So we will not sell tickets beyond capacity. But if we're able to sell out that building, I mean, that'd be pretty incredible on a Sunday. Just we're very excited. Doors at
3:00.
And show at
4:00.
Perfect. So, and look, folks, like we've mentioned, front row's gone, VIP tables are gone. So, two things to understand. As I've mentioned before, our guys are going to be there. Merch tables are going to be set up. You want to get there early, get yourself a cocktail, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself. Come early, claim your seat.
Yes.
Because this is going to be great. The venue's good. There's not going to be a bad seat in the house. There's always a better seat. I mean, the earlier you show up, the closer you can get to the ring. So just understand, prioritize, get there early, grab yourself a nice cocktail, check out the merch tent. We're going to have food available. Come, we're going to put on a hell of a show for you guys.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This is, like you said, our second year doing it, and it means a lot just with having a sponsor like the Ruff International. And, just being able to help, provide for what they do and give back and everything. So the show's, it's definitely a wrestling event, but there's like a little bit more to it. There's just a little bit more to it this year.
Absolutely. News, CM Punk is back. Not in BZW, but he is back.
Man, what if that had been BZW breaking news?
I know. Should've.
Yes, but news.
Should have checked in with Phil. We almost, because we did the Survivor Series preview.
We did.
And. That I texted you emergency pod question mark and it didn't work out, but for better or for worse, I think the wrestling business is better with him in it.
Backstage stuff all aside, if they can make it work, it's going to be way better for wrestling.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think if anyone is going to make it work, I think Triple H is the guy to make it work.
We're always trying to push the boundaries here at Below Zero Wrestling. And we went and did some advanced scouting, or you did, and I'm going to. Tell me about AEW in the Target Center. What was your experience like? Anything that you kind of, not that you need to give it away, but like anything that you kind of saw there and it clicked in your brain for our product, or how was AEW Minneapolis?
Yeah, so I mean, that's the first time I'd ever been to a TV taping or live TV broadcast for wrestling. I've always done the WWE lives and multiple indie events throughout my years. So just the atmosphere was really cool, how they have it all set up. being able to just be that fan, you know, seeing some of the guys, having John Moxley walk, you know, 2 feet from you, and, you know, seeing all these, everyone and being on the floor. But never being at a TV taping or the TV live TV thing, like what goes in between each, between the matches is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've done wrestling now, like to know what they're doing to get ready and how the ring crew is going to check the ring between all the matches. And there's a guy ringside who is,
while we're watching a Pizza Hut commercial at home, what's going on? Yes. Absolutely. So
that kind of stuff is what really like kind of clicked in my head. Like, all right, I'm a fan now for the match. Now, not during the match, I'm watching stuff that I'm like, hey, we do that, but it's on a much, much smaller scale.
Yes.
But it was just, it was really fun. It was fun to be there. Like I said, first AEW experience, first TV experience like that. It, I had a lot of fun. And you're 10 feet from Sting and Ric Flair.
Yeah.
You're 10 feet from Edge and Christian.
Yeah.
The Hardys. Adam Copeland. Adam. Yeah. I mean, sorry. Sorry, Adam. But I mean, it was just like that whole atmosphere, like when you get to be a fan, it just is really fun.
Speaking of the Edge slash Adam Copeland of it all, your boy is going to the land of when he was Edge. Your boy, Showtime Rocky Allen, is going to the land of Joey, Jet Avalon, and Sierra, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Ah.
SmackDown, a week from Friday, week from probably when you're getting this today. So after we tear the house down at the BZW Holiday Special, your boy's going to Green Bay. May or may not take in a football game that Sunday.
I was going to say, I'm assuming you're going to be
but,
over in the football stadium.
Floor seats. I'm excited.
Man.
Punk is going to be at SmackDown.
Okay.
Tomorrow. That's announced.
Yes.
So will he show up on SmackDown the following week? We know Randy Orton's made a commitment to SmackDown. We've got the tournament that Logan Paul set up. I mean, I'm not excited.
No,
I'll tell you
You're gonna have an opportunity to see some names, some awesome. And you know what? One of the things I like most about the live crowds like that, because I'm such an entrance guy, is like when you know someone's music is coming, and like all of a sudden it hits.
Yeah.
And so like for me, if I was there, like Randy Orton, like his entrance is one of my favorites. So like, I'm just jealous about that. Like, yeah, you're going to get to see SmackDown. That's awesome. I'm also a little bit jealous just because like you get to experience that entrance live.
Yeah. No, I'm excited, especially, you know, I've never been in the building when Cult of Personality has hit. And
that
I'm not,
too.
I'm not like an enormous punk mark. I'm not, but I get it. And you think about how easy it is to drive from Chicago to Green Bay. Might be a pretty punk. Might be a pretty punk heavy crowd.
Very good chance.
Yeah.
Very good chance.
Okay. I'm gonna sort of defer to you because I know kind of what we're doing this for, but you have the relationship with Rough International.
Sure.
You're the commissioner, you're the guy that understands kind of what we're doing here. So what is Rough? What are we trying to raise money for here on Sunday?
So Rough International, I've met Ryan and his cousin Dell. It's a they're both part of the board there, and Dell is kind of the spearhead, but Ryan has been around wrestling and BZW a little bit. So we got with them and they kind of explained what Rough was to me, and we really started putting this together. So Rough is a nonprofit down in Nicaragua, or they help down in Nicaragua. El Jote, I think, is how you pronounce the village that they help. Ryan would know that more than me. But anyways, they do education, health, dentist, like just advancing, you know, giving basic needs.
Yeah.
And English down in Nicaragua is actually a very prominent language. And so they're actually helping that as like a second language to some of these younger kids and adults and everything. Because they're able then to go to college, get government jobs, like all this kind of thing. So they're doing a lot down there with education, health, basic needs, food, water, like just a really good cause of just helping this, like a very third world, essentially, village that is 2 hours from the ocean. And they've told me that most of these people have never even seen the ocean because they don't get outside this capsule. And so they're helping them advance their lives to better themselves and bring it back to the village to make this village, you know, a better place.
Folks, this episode of Below Zero Radio is brought to you by Prairie Pest Control. Prairie Pest Control is locally owned and operated here in Fargo. Having a comprehensive exterminator service assures you of a pest-free home regardless of the season. Prairie Pest Control conducts a thorough assessment of your house and offers solutions from one-time to seasonal programs. You can contact them at 701-893-8660 or check them out on Facebook. Is your home or office bugging you? Get it? Let Prairie Pest Control help.
All right. Yeah, so we're really excited, but, you know, one thing that we've always wanted to dive into here that we've done on Below Zero Wrestling Radio is, you know, we brought on some guys before and wrestlers and everything like that and asked them about some of their things. But I want to dive into Showtime a little bit.
Fair enough.
A little Showtime Rocky Allen. So this is going to be a different thing for us because you're usually asking the questions, but I'm going to ask you some questions today.
Fair enough.
So I want to know, growing up, when did wrestling really become something, you know, like a part of your life?
Sure. So I've got no brothers. Okay. I have one younger sister. And so my older brother was really my first cousin. He was my mom's sister's kid, but he was like 3 years older than me. So you know how that is. I idolized him, right? I look up to him in every way. Like and I think it would have shook out this way either way, but like, he's a Bison fan, I'm a Bison fan. He's a Packers fan, I'm a Packers fan.
Sure.
Like, that's just how things shook out. And he liked wrestling, okay? There was, now obviously back in the day, and did you hear, by the way, this is sort of getting off topic for just a second, did you hear that WWE is done with physical media?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. That's our childhood.
I know.
That's like, yeah.
So, anyway, there was a pizza place, video rental store in this small town that he's from, and it's deep in the heart of BZW territory, this small town. We haven't run it yet, but it might be fun. Mayville, I'll just say it's Mayville. Okay,
there we go.
And people will remember, I can't remember the name, Videos Plus had Piccadilly Pizza in there. I mean, it was heaven, man. Okay. And they had an entire section at Videos Plus of wrestling VHSs, and we would go rent the wrestling VHSs. And because at the time, honestly, when I was growing up, I was a four basic channel over the air baby.
Sure.
Because we lived on a farm. It wasn't even honestly probably available to us to get like DirecTV until I think I was in middle school or maybe late elementary. And maybe I'm over dramatizing my childhood. We might have had DirecTV earlier than that, but when I was like growing up, literally
drama makes it better.
Well, but I mean, like, what I could take in, I'm so jealous of my kids now. You know, I think to myself, if I just could press a button and watch any episode of Batman the Animated Series when I was 8, I would have died and gone to heaven.
100%.
If I could have just touched any, like, Disney Plus has the entire X-Men series, the entire Spider-Man series from when we were a kid. And I think it's really cool now that I'll get to share that with my children. But I think of, like, if I was two buttons away from just binging an entire series of Spider-Man, I would have died and gone to heaven. I mean, anyway, no wrestling, right? Like, I did not have the ability to access Monday Night Raw, didn't have the ability to access Monday Nitro, even if my parents would have been cool with it, which they honestly weren't. I mean, I actually did grow up with my folks not really, I'll never forget. And I hold this against them to this day. Do you remember when, I think it was Thunder, do you remember when Sting, my favorite wrestler of all time, won the title? And I think lost it in the same night. But Sting won the title in Fargo at a Thunder.
Wasn't that DDP?
Yes. I think he beat DDP and lost to somebody else in the same night.
Okay. I forget if that was a Thunder or a Nitro or whatever, but yes. At the time, it was the highest rated of that show.
It happened ever. On like my 11th or 12th birthday.
Sure.
On the day of my birthday, and they wouldn't bring me because they weren't wrestling people. And I was like,
I don't want to make you mad. I mean, I was there.
Like all I wanted in my whole life was, it's on my birthday, can we please go to the wrestling show in Fargo? And then my guy Sting,
yep,
wins the I mean, I would have died. I would. Yeah,
if I remember right, and it was that he lost it to like DDP earlier in the night. And then later on, there was like a four-way for it with like him, Nash, DDP, and like Goldberg or something like that. But anyways.
So anyway, my cousin and I would watch the VHSs. He was always bigger and stronger than me. so we'd wrestle, we'd have matches. I always did like high flying stuff. We had a trampoline at the farm. I go back and think about the things that we didn't get hurt doing. So like my finishing move was a front flip leg drop. So I would just literally do a flip and then just drive my leg into the back of his head. Like how no one
broken neck or something, an arm.
And the way it was too is there's a window out of the kitchen at our house into the backyard, and my parents could just watch us destroy each other. But really post the other guy that I loved was Michaels, and we've talked about that before. We've talked about Shawn Michaels before, and I even went on the radio and complained and bitched and moaned about the bastardization of the super kick and went into that whole thing. So, you know, Stinger was gone, and I liked John Cena. I liked a couple of guys, whatever. But really, when Shawn left both times, I kind of departed from wrestling.
Okay.
And what got me back into it, oddly enough, were the SmackDown versus Raw video games. They were so good.
You got to that point, or you got to an age where like video games were now a thing for you.
So when I was 8, 9, 10, wrestling, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, no wrestling.
Yep.
17, 18, now I'm starting to play the SVR video games. Then we had an Xbox 360 in my dorm, and there were four of us that would play it constantly. We'd do tag matches, we'd do Royal Rumbles, whatever, because that was sort of before you look, Xbox Live was a thing, PlayStation Network was a thing, but it wasn't that popular.
No.
Getting four buddies together and playing SmackDown versus Raw 08 in the dorm, that was happening. So then, yeah, you watch the product, and I watched the product.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, like I said, Shawn loses to Taker at Mania. I'm out, you know, kind of for a while. And then I ended up getting married I know when I got married. It was in 2018. And my wife already had a son who was kind of getting into that age range. You've met him. He's come, you know, he comes to the shows. And he was getting into that age range where it was sort of, I wonder if he'd think this was cool. And he does. He very, very much does, as you know. And so, you know, I was right back in. I was right back in. And then we've met friends, and he'll be at the show where, like, they had kids, kind of my wife's kids' age. We became friends. He's a huge wrestling nerd. We'd get together for pay-per-views. And then I was just all the way back in. So that's kind of how things have gone.
That's the wrestling life story of Showtime Rocky Allen.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to do three quick questions.
Okay.
You just do quick answers for him.
Yep.
Because then we got to get into
Horace. Into the show. Yep. Yep.
So favorite wrestler of all time.
That's so close. I'm going to go with Shawn.
Okay.
Shawn just so narrowly over Sting because I know that Shawn is better at it.
Okay. Growing up, WCW or WWF?
WCW.
But yet your favorite wrestler, Shawn. Okay.
But well, because here's the thing, I was WCW growing up.
Okay.
But then when I got back, I wasn't that into TNA, and like Shawn's run, Sting did fine stuff in Impact, whatever. Yep. But Shawn's run from 05 to when Taker finally retired him was insane.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, when you ask me, you know, who's really your favorite wrestler of all time, it's Shawn. Okay. But when you talk about the Monday Night Wars and until they ended, I was WCW because I wasn't going to miss what Sting was doing.
Fair enough.
And that timing, too, was when Shawn broke his back.
Yeah. And yeah, he wasn't around until really towards that end of it.
100%. Yes.
Okay. Yep. One current, one not current. They can still be alive. They might be dead. But one current, one non-current wrestler. What's your dream match?
Oh, man. You know, I think, and this is something that we've sort of already seen. No, you know what? I'm going to give you a different one, and it's gonna involve Shawn. I think some story where, because you kind of saw some of these storylines with mm-hmm. him. Shawn Roman would be amazing.
Yes.
Where you pit Shawn as... You know, because you saw Shawn try to have to overcome all the McMahons, especially when Hunter got hurt. They told that story so well. Shawn and God versus Shane and Vince. You know, all the dumb stuff. But they could easily paint a picture of, you know, he's on his own. He's got no backup, and he's got, I mean, and they've done it with Sami Zayn. Like, you could literally do the Sami Zayn, he's got no backup, and the bloodline just has guy after guy after guy.
Yes.
And you could easily do that story. And then, obviously, you know,
only difference is Sean probably ends up going over at the end of it, minus Sammy not.
Right, right. And the thing with Sean, too, is he's such, and this is what I said on the radio, and we will get into the show because we got about 15 minutes before we got to get out of here. His move is the equalizer.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Roman's a lot bigger, stronger, all those things. I'm sure if they, you know, went nose to nose, you'd think Sean was the underdog the same way you did when he fought Vader, when he fought Taker, when he fought Sid, when he fought Diesel.
A lot of the guys back then, because he's not a big guy.
Right. But in your mind, at any point in time, he could hit one Sweet Chin Music, and that one might that one might be enough for a 1-2-3. And I think you could tell a beautiful story.
And you can hit it on anyone. Yeah. It can hit it on anyone. So good. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for diving into your wrestling life as quick as it was.
Everybody, excuse me. Go ahead.
So this weekend we got Horace.
We do. All right. So Food by the Board Foodie. We've had them before.
Correct.
And shout out to Waylon at the Wild Rice Bar because he came through in a big way. We had some technical difficulties, if you were, you know, card always subject to change.
Vendors included.
Yeah, vendors always subject to change. You just never know. So Food by the Board Foodie, drinks by the Wild Rice Bar and Grill. And we've got some, I would say, if I had one criticism of last year's Tundra Mania, last year's holiday special, it was that we kind of threw it together, and literally you and me threw that thing together.
Quick.
And no BZW title match.
Nope.
No BZW tag title match, nope. Although they didn't exist at that time, they I did don't not. Think. But it was like...
We only had one title at that time.
Right. That's right. We introduced the Sub-Zero Championship at that match. But it was like, okay, what are the... Great show, hot crowd, all those things. What are the stakes? What went into... For wrestling reasons, why are you coming other than just to see people wrestle? That is not a problem for the BZW Holiday Special. Not one bit. We have stakes upon stakes upon stakes. We're Texas Roadhouse, baby.
Yeah.
This is a big deal from top to bottom. The first one is absolutely right there. Absolute legend of the business. Rock solid, dangerous, Lucky Lund. Jake Taylor gets a one-on-one match, and Jake Taylor, you saw him last year at WinterSlam, told everybody, if I get to the next WinterSlam with no gold around my waist, I'm out of here. We are, just by the very nature of not having that many shows left, not having that many events left, Jake needs a W, and then Jake needs to convince the powers that be, one of which I'm looking at right now, for a title shot, and I would say... My boy's got to beat Lucky Lund to kind of validate that.
Well, I'm going to agree with that, and I'm the one that can agree with that.
Yeah, right. exactly. You
know, Jake needs a win because there isn't another event between now, Horace, our holiday show, and WinterSlam. Nothing's popping up. I'm not going to surprise anyone. I can promise people that now. There is nothing between this
like
Sunday.
Like a flash mob wrestling show at West Acres? That'd be fun.
That would actually be fun.
not sure how we'd make money, but it'd be fun.
Yeah, but Jake, this is almost like a do or die. This is almost like his retirement match without it being his retirement match.
Sure.
Because if he doesn't win, how do you justify putting him in a title opportunity at WinterSlam?
Right. You can't. If he can't beat Lucky Lund here, you can't just say, okay, Jake, you said you were going to quit. So, you can't. And not that Jake's a quitter. He set a goal for himself, but we as BZW need to have a reason to put him in a match, and this match.
Gotta win.
Lucky, he's gotta win.
It's gotta win.
Gotta win. Okay. We said stakes on stakes on stakes. How about these stakes? NDS, their rematch against the Crucible. You can get into all the, you know, the bottom rope broke, this, that, and the other thing from our show at the Fargo Brewing Company. Doesn't matter. Put up or shut up time. NDS was so hell-bent on getting a rematch with the Crucible that they have put their BZW contracts on the line against the titles of the Crucible. And if NDS, our former champions,
yes,
do not recapture those championships, they are no longer going to be with Below Zero Wrestling. Their contracts are null and void. This is a career versus titles match.
Correct. You know, they reach out, they say, you know, we want our rematch. We want our rematch. We're the first ever BZW Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
We want the Crucible. And at the time, it was, well, we have all these, we have other tag teams that are willing and ready and, yeah, you know, should
Uriah and Lumbermack out here.
Yeah. And so there wasn't, on my standpoint, you know, I'm going, okay, why are we doing this? Why are we going to do this rematch right now when there's so many other teams? And they said, listen, this is how bad we want it.
Yeah.
And so they wrote it, they signed the contracts, everything. It is a career versus titles match. Either NDS goes home the champions, or they no longer wrestle in BZW.
That's crazy. I'd hate to see them go. I mean,
they're a staple.
They absolutely are. But yeah, as we mentioned, if NDS doesn't get this done, they're done. And again, you know,
personally, I would be very upset to see them go.
100%. And I tell you, you know, we've talked about styles make fights, and Jameson and Brixton are big damn dudes.
Big.
And their ability to try and ground NDS, and then sometimes their failure in their attempt to try and ground NDS, makes for incredibly compelling matches, yeah. And they're super, super fun to watch.
And you say try to ground, and this is something that maybe hasn't been presented on the social media as much. We're not able to have a ladder match here because of the yes. building.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that I don't have two extremely tall hooks on two different corners.
Interesting.
So you want to ground these guys.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to be... This isn't just, hey, if you pin me, you win. This is you either grab the belts or you grab the titles or the contracts.
Interesting. We got titles and contracts on a poll. Shout out Bruce Pritchard for the on Judy a poll Bagwell. Match. There we go. Okay. Jay Fowler versus Nino Hatchett. Anytime you get a chance to watch Jay, it's super fun. But hey, he's looking for a W too.
He is. I mean, anywhere he's been at other than BZW, he's on top. We go back to where we had him at the Fargo Brewing Show, him versus Sierra, just amazing match.
Absolutely.
Him versus Sierra just happened down in Omaha the other weekend. Amazing match. So everywhere he goes, it happens. He puts on amazing matches. Him and Nino are no strangers. They've trained together. They've, you know, worked together, all this kind of stuff. And by no strangers, they're not best friends.
Sure. And
Nino's a big dude. He hits hard. This isn't an easy, you know, challenge. And, you know, for Fowler to get that win, it might be time to, like, say, hey, remember I was supposed to have a match with...
Yeah, you know, the guy
at Fargo Brewing. You know, can we get him back on the phone and say, "Listen, I'm ready. I'm sure. still here."
Yep.
And
what I will say about that whole situation, and you know, we've talked about what our goals are here at BZW. Sean Waltman talked about kind of our goals here at BZW, and told that crowd at Fargo Brewing, "You are going to see people that have wrestled in this company on Monday nights, Wednesday nights, or Friday nights. It will happen."
Sean Waltman said that match should have been on TV.
Right. And one of the guys that I feel very strongly in that way about is Jay Fowler. I think you will see Jay Fowler. My prediction would be Wednesday nights. That's just my personal prediction.
Very possible.
But Jay is a hell of a talent. I think he's a TV-level talent, yes. And I'm excited to watch him work. More stakes. We are not going to have a rematch to the rematch.
No.
Because Crucible, if NDS wins, Crucible's not first in line.
No.
If Crucible wins, NDS don't work here no more.
NDS is gone.
So we need a number one contender for the BZW tag team titles, presumably at WinterSlam.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, correct.
And so that'll be 24 Karat Honey making their BZW debut, and you can tell us a little bit about those guys in a second, versus Royal Flava. And Royal Flava, I would say, does things a little bit differently than NDS, but it's the same style in that they are aerial. They are high impact. They're going to try and out-athlete people. They're probably not going to try and run through people. And so Royal Flava kind of has that NDS vibe. they just get it done in a little bit different way. And as I mentioned, you can kind of introduce people to 24 Karat Honey.
Yeah, so, you know, 24 Karat Honey, we've seen Uriah Upton. He's been around for a long time. He's picked up some bigger victories as a singles. He picked up a big victory in Jamestown as a tag guy. And he came up to us and said, you know, listen, this is my tag team partner. This is Matt Honey, 24 Karat Honey. They've been around Minnesota. Matt is no stranger to a lot of guys that wrestle for BZW.
I wonder how Lumber Mac feels about all this.
Well, maybe that's a different time.
Yeah, fair enough.
But anyways, it made sense, and we want to continue to grow this tag division. We want to be the best tag division in the Midwest, not just North Dakota, but in the Midwest. And so it made sense to bring these guys in and say, listen, here's your shot. Here's the opportunity, right off the bat. And whoever wins is going to go to WinterSlam and have the chance to face whoever is the winner between NDS and the Crucible.
Well, because like we mentioned, yes, there are tag teams forming to challenge. You know, Lumber Mac got together with Uriah, but there is not a giant list of established BZW tag teams once you get past NDS and Crucible, right? So the singles division is great, and that's why we thought maybe you'd get some of those. But if you have an established team like 24 Karat Honey, absolutely. Yep. Shotgun them right into that picture, because we're looking to grow that tag division. Tag matches are awesome. Indie tag matches are awesome. We want to put forth an awesome product, and I think this match will do that. Okay, the Christmas Chaos. Now, is this Fatal 4-Way rules? Is this Battle Royale rules? What are we doing here?
Fatal 4.
Okay.
Chaos.
Okay.
We're kind of anything goes. You're gonna
no DQ.
You're going to see a little bit of everything. There will be candy canes and Christmas trees and presents. And we're going to, when we say Christmas Chaos, it's going to be a Christmas Chaos match. And you have a few guys in here that are no strangers to, you know, quote unquote weapons using outside objects. Scott Story and Matthias are two guys that have been in situations like this where they've been able to utilize foreign objects.
Sure.
And then you have an Austin Schmidt who just came off a big victory last time he was here in Larimore.
Okay.
And then we have a debuting Jackson King, the best way to probably explain him is just like, I don't know if feisty is the right word.
Okay.
But like the guy's just, he can go.
Okay.
You know, and so he brings a completely different aspect too, because a lot of times when you have some of these no DQ matches with a lot of weapons or outside objects, maybe you're not looking for the guy that can fly around the ring because that's not his style.
Sure.
But that is Jackson King. Like, the guy can wrestle, he can move, he can jump, he can fly, all that kind
of
stuff.
Maybe our Jeff Hardy moment.
Never know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the ceiling does get high enough in that spot where we got the ring. You
right,
never
that
know.
Was one of the things we said when we found that venue. It's like, the ceiling's low, except where we're gonna put this ring. So
yeah, you go from like 12 feet to like 25.
Yeah, and like we said, probably not enough for a ladder match, but there's some clearance there. So we'll have the Tundra Dome. We'll have the Tundra Dome all outfitted for everybody to have just a really, really good time. Okay. Jamestown. I got between the ropes there and did a little ring announcing. Thought that went pretty well. But I'm gonna do my best Shivani.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done the in-ring interview in a while, maybe ever. I don't know. I mean, I know, like, I watched, obviously I was there when Jake cut the promo, but I don't know how many in-ring interviews we've really done.
Zero. I believe zero.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever had one.
Fair enough.
First time for everything.
Yeah, first time for everything. No better place than Horace to give it a shot. And the reason that I'm going to step in between those ropes and grab my microphone and ask some questions is that Sylvester J. Fox, people might remember, had a chance to have this out on the internet for a little while, which is where Sly and his merry band, I believe he brought the Grinch out there, which was sure something, tried to give mean gifts to kids, tried to ruin Christmas, and then the Grinch got the boots put to him, even though Sly as he is, although has been less capable of that of late. He was able to escape, which again, he's struggled doing that. And maybe that has a little bit something to do with the fact that he wants to turn over a new leaf. Now, can understand that. See Mac leave him. Nobody knows what's really going on with Mathias. You know, Sly's guys as a group kind of in shambles.
I would say no more.
Sure.
I mean, really, has there been... I haven't heard a single thing. Last time we saw Sly's guys, and I think last time...
And by the way, system's rolling in, not with Sky, not with Sly.
There's no Sly. So, you know, it...
Could be an opportunity.
Gonna
be,
I'm not going to say that you're going to go out there and you have 100% no reason to not have your, you know, your...
Wits about me, 100%. Yeah,
because it's still Sly.
Yep.
But the guy... swears that the tables have turned. He's turned over the new leaf. He's bringing over $1,000 worth of gifts.
Love that.
For kids, for fans, all that kind of stuff. But we're going to let you get the answers and actually see, is this really a new Sylvester J. Fox?
Yeah, because I have questions. I mean, I think, you know, 20 years in the business, or however long Sly has been around, like I said, my antenna are up.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure I'm buying it. We're going to find out. Right in the middle of the squared circle. And speaking of the squared circle, in our main event, presented by Rolt's Cleaning Services, Brandon Nitro, our champion, our BZW champion, versus the system. Again, interesting because Sly's guys was such a force in the first 2 years of Below Zero Wrestling. And now, as you've mentioned, might not even be a thing anymore. He's going to be, the system being he, is going to be accompanied by Macaulay Rose. She's wrestled here before.
Correct.
But for system to come in for a title shot without Sly, as we've mentioned, Mac is gone. Mathias really left things kind of up in the air, but he's been working with no Sly.
Correct.
I'm very, very interested to see what happens from the system side, and also... knowing how excited Brandon was to win that title, understanding that he hasn't defended it that many times, understanding how much it means to him, plus we are going to have our biggest show ever is our next show. Guaranteed, promise you.
100%.
Highest attendance in BZW history. We will make that happen. Can Brandon keep his title around his waist to be the face of that poster, to be the face of that event? I think that would be a pretty huge deal for Brandon Nitro to be the champion heading into our company's biggest event of all time.
His attitude has changed. I think you probably saw it backstage. I think a lot of people have. Ever since that belt has got put on his waist, Brandon's attitude has changed. He's still your lovable, you know, going out there with a bang, all that kind of stuff. But it's a little different right now.
Yeah.
This means so much to him. That title means so much to him. And the system is no slouch. The system has held titles everywhere he's been. He's been a mainstay of the main event in BZW. He's got wins over who's who here. This isn't like, hey, oh, this is my house show title defense before WinterSlam. This is like, I might not have my title come WinterSlam.
Yeah.
So this is going to be fun. And then, yeah, the system comes to the ring, not with Sly, but Macaulay Rose. And that's interesting, too, because Sly's going to be there.
Right,
like, you know, is this a whole ruse?
Also,
is like
not an enormous venue. They will run into each other.
There's no way that they're not going to see each other. Yeah, this is interesting. This will be interesting.
All right, interesting for sure. As we've said before, front row sold out, VIP tables sold out, doors at 3, show at 4, food by the Board Foodie, drinks by the Wild Rice Bar and Grill. Showtime Rocky Allen going to be there. Commissioner Nick Stokey going to be there. And you need to be there. Have a phenomenal weekend, everybody, and we will see you in Horace on Sunday.
See you there.